This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The NCC, the National Cotton Ginners Association, along with 185 other national and state agricultural organizations, signed a letter of support for this legislation. H.R. 1633 develops a two-pronged approach to preventing the EPA from regulating dust in rural America, while still maintaining the protections of the Clean Air Act to the public's health and welfare. The bill prohibits revision of the current dust standard for 1 year from the date of enactment.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If there is no state or local regulation in place, the EPA must determine that the type of dust or particulate matter in question causes adverse health effects and that the benefits of further EPA regulation outweigh the cost to the local and regional communities, including economic and employment impacts. A companion bill, Senate Bill 1528, has been introduced in the Senate and currently has 26 co-sponsors.